أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us and described to us the moment when Musa alayhi salam arrived to Madian. And when he came to Madian, he came across a group of people, the inhabitants, the dwellers of Madian, who were watering the animals, giving the animals water to drink on the outskirts of the city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he found two ladies, they were two girls, who were standing aloof, and they were holding back and they were dragging away the animals so that they do not get mixed up with the men. Musa alayhi salam wanted to assist the two. He asked them the reason for this, and they explained that they wanted the men folk to give their animals water to drink, and once they have returned, then they will give their animals water to drink. And they explained that their father was an extremely old man. He could not carry out this job, and they did not have any other men folk at home. Their father, as we explained, was none other than the great Nabi of Allah, Shu'aib alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he gave their animals water to drink for their sake. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا, and the two of them left. So he gave the animals water to drink. The girls, they took the animals and they returned home to their father. Musa alayhi salam, we said he left Egypt without anything, not even any food. He only had the clothes that he was wearing. So he had absolutely nothing. And he grew up in the king's palace. So he grew up in luxury. He grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. And here he flees from Egypt and he has absolutely nothing with him. Nothing. He has no job, he has no income, he has no food, he has no clothes, he has no spouse, no partner, he has no place to stay. And this is his situation at that point and at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salam, in this state of utter desperation, what does he do? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ. Once everyone had left, Musa alayhi salam, he found a tree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he turned to the shade of the tree. He sat under the shade of the tree. You can imagine how exhausted he was. He traveled for 8 days by foot, and now also he had to feed those animals for those ladies. So he was absolutely exhausted, hungry, tired, and he must have been completely overtaken by exhaustion and tiredness. And then he turned to that tree, he sat in the shade of the tree, faqad, and then he made a dua. Very short dua, but a very effective dua. In this dua, Musa alayhi salam, he expresses his utter desperation before Allah. One of the conditions for the dua to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you must express, show and display, genuinely display your utter desperation, worthlessness and brokenness before Allah. You must not sit before Allah with even the slightest bit of self-sufficiency. And you must be absolutely, regardless of your position, regardless of what you may own, regardless of what you may already have, regardless of your status, when you sit before Allah, there must be absolutely no consideration given to any of those things that you enjoy. You must sit before Allah as a faqir. A faqir is a beggar, a complete beggar who had absolutely nothing and who owns nothing. So he sat there and he made this dua. فقال ربي, O my Rabb, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. This is the dua. إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, I am faqir. I am absolutely desperate and I am absolutely in need of whatever good you can send down to me. Now he needs so much that he needs. He needs a place to stay for the night. He needs a source of income. He needs food. He needs a spouse. There are so many things that he needs right now at this point. And he turns before to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look at the adab. Another thing, the adab, the respect in the dua that he makes. He does not specify what he needs. He does not make any demand. Oh Allah, I want this, and I want this, and this is what I want, and I want this and that. He says, oh Allah, I am faqir, I am a beggar. Whatever you can give me, whatever good you can give me, I need it. You know, sometimes the beggar comes up to you, and to express his desperation, what does he say? He says, give me anything, anything. Even if you have a 1 cent, you don't even make 1 cent these days. But he says that, even give me a 2 cent, whatever you got, anything you have, give it to me, whatever you can give me. So this is to express and display what? Desperation. That I have absolutely nothing, whatever you can give me, I need it. And I will definitely and most sincerely appreciate it. So this is a dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will find and see how Allah responded to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him everything that he needed. At that point, at that time, because he expressed such desperation before Allah, Allah gave him a source of income, Allah gave him a place to stay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even provided him with a wife and a spouse because of the dua that he made, and more importantly, because of the desperation that he expressed and displayed before Allah. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.